black thing go from left to right, and I thought, I'm going to die out here. No one's ever going to know.
And I couldn't believe what my eyeballs were showing me. I'll never forget how evil the eyes were. It was horrible. I mean, I've never seen nothing that evil.
It ran towards me at a rate that I can't even explain. Turned and stared at me. And this look of, I just want to kill you. I want to say it was human, but it wasn't.
He was yelling at me to grab a gun, grab a gun. I was like, for what? He said, just grab a gun. And there's footprints all the way to the door of my house. It had went inside my garage all the way to the door.
911, what are you reporting?
Jesus Christ, you better... Sheriff, see
ya. Hello?
Get somebody out here.
What's going on now, sir?
That son of a bitch is about 6'9", I don't know.
Do you see him now, sir?
Yes, I'm looking right at him.
Uh-oh.
You're listening to Sasquatch Chronicles. Check us out online at sasquatchchronicles.com. If you've had an encounter, email me. My email address is wes@sasquatchchronicles.com.
Here we are, Bob. Online studio, it's kind of a mess. I know most of the audience didn't just hear what we just said, and I'm a little new to the online studio. Most of the stuff is my own online studio, so no one heard what we were just saying. But what I was saying is, if you get a chance, go to the internationalbigfootconference.com. It's August 31st, 1st, and 2nd. And I'm sitting here with Bob Gemlin. Bob, I apologize for that. It's, like I said, a little fish out of the water with the live show. And for the audience, as always, if you've had an encounter and you'd like to be on the show, shoot me an email. My email address is wes@sasquatchchronicles.com. If you want to call in and talk to Bob, again, the number is 646-716-8791. I know we had a great lunch, and it's always a pleasure hanging out with you, Bob. I know we are...
Thank you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I know for a lot of people, you know, as I was saying, for some reason I was muted out. But, you know, a lot of people, when they go to these conferences, Bob, they want to talk with you. And I've seen it firsthand where you just get flooded with people. And I know for you, I know you won't say it, but it is overwhelming at times when you're in that position, because you get so many people at once come at you. And this is a great opportunity. I know Russell and Bob, they'll be hosting the International Bigfoot Conference. And this is a great opportunity to call in, talk to Bob. You can call in, just say hi, or if you have a question for him. Again, the number is 646-716-8791. And then press 1 to let me know you want to come on the air. What are you looking forward to most this year, Bob, at the International Bigfoot Conference?
Well, first of all, great attendance, you know, because we got some great things going on there. Russell's got some prizes to associate with, and I don't know the total agenda on it and everything, because I don't really get that opportunity to talk to Russell as often as I need to, and I'm busy with my life, and Russell gets busy with his job and his life. So unfortunately, we get together as much as we can. But as far as what I'm concerned, is to meet a lot of people this year, ones that I've already met before, and you'll have to forgive me about names, folks, because I meet so doggone many people, and my memory isn't near as good as it was a few years back. And so if I don't call you by name, the ones that I've met before, just forgive me for that. And the ones that I meet, the new ones that I meet, then if I forget your names, forgive me for that, please. But I'm looking forward to meet a lot of new faces, people, and naturally a lot of the old friends that I've met over the years at different conferences. So I think this is going to be a great conference, and I just welcome people on down to it or up to it or wherever you're at. Come on over to International Bigfoot here in Kennewick, Washington.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to the internationalbigfootconference.com and check it out. And we got a few callers in here. I'll get to some of them. Bob, you've been working out. I noticed it looks like you've been lifting a little weights or something. You're in damn good shape, man.
Well, thank you, Wes. I try to stay in as good a physical shape as I can because my lifestyle is dealing with horses and of course, farm work. And I've had so many injuries over the years that I keep going. I call it rehab. It's at a gym, West Valley Fitness Gym. And I just do real light weight stuff and lots of reps and try to build back some of what I've lost over the last few years from injuries.
Yeah, you're in better shape than I am, man. Again, the number is 646-716-8791. And this is for the fans' opportunity to talk to Bob one-on-one. And we'll be taking some calls here. If you call in, press 1, let me know you want to come on the air. And you want to take a call, Bob?
Oh, yes, I sure enough would. Thank you.
All right. 740.
This is Carolyn from Southern Ohio.
Hey, Carolyn, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. You're on
great.
With Bob Gimlin. Did you have a question?
I have, well, it's not exactly a question, but Bob, I want to let you know how much you amaze me. Your life been, a joy to listen, about. Not only with the Patty experience that went on, but with your horses and such.
Well, thank you, Caroline. Thank you.
That's been my life, too. I'm getting older, and I just had my knee repaired today so that I can mess around with them. I've got 2 stallions and a filly left. And so I know where you're coming from. But I wanted to tell you that you are just, you're one heck of a guy.
Well, thank you, Carolyn. Sounds like you're one heck of a lady, too, to have a knee repaired. And actually to have 2 stallions and a filly, that's a full-time job in itself. And I hope that repair is going to be really beneficial for you.
Well, the doctor says it will be, so I'm a trust in him. Yes. I'm up and on it. Even I had it done this morning, so I'm up and on it tonight. So that ought to be a good sign anyway.
Well, of course, an old feller like me is always glad to hear from a young lady, and I always have a couple of words of warning. You're probably been doing way too much for a long time, and that's why you had the problem. So, and I know you're eager to get going back at it, and I know that
yep.
I've been on that same program before, and a lot of times I didn't give myself an opportunity to really get well, and so it just took a little longer for me to get better. But I know I don't need to tell you that, but you will take care, right?
Yeah, I've been there. You probably don't know him, but I used to wrangle for Max White in Arizona. He was from Utah, I believe. Yeah.
I don't know Max personally, but I'm sure he was a great trainer.
Oh yeah, he was pretty good. He had a buck and string. He had a whole bunch of different things going on, and he'd bring the horses in from the mountains in the wintertime down to Cave Creek, Arizona,
uh-huh.
on the Bell Ranch, and
yeah.
So that's where I met up with them at, driven truck and everything like that. So, but I know what you mean.
Caroline,
keep on.
Hey, you just hang on there and keep up the good work, young lady. And maybe someday I'll get an opportunity to meet you.
Okay, well, if you make it over here to the Ohio Conference, not this year, but maybe next year or whenever, I'll try to make it up there. I'm just a few miles from there.
Over at Salt Fork Park?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, are you going to be there this year?
No, I won't. They were telling me, I think, that it's going on this weekend or something, or next weekend.
Well, yeah, that's what I've heard, but I have to go on a wagon train trip starting Sunday. Winthrop, Trisp area. I ride a week with a wagon train through the mountains. I've done it for the last 15 years, and I kind of hate to miss it. And
no, don't miss it. Those are wonderful. So, well, I got to let my knee heal, so maybe next year, year after, whatever, if you've got a chance, you know, I'll run up there.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll be sure looking forward to it anyway.
Yeah, Carolyn,
okay,
I appreciate you calling in. Did you have anything else for Bob?
Not really. Just wanted to tell him how much I admired him and call in and let you know that I've been, a member for quite a while. So
cool.
I really admire you, too. So, did you get my email?
I did. I was going to give you a call later on, if that's okay.
Yeah, it's not, I don't think it's quite, you know.
No, it's good. And for the audience listening, it was a theory that Caroline had. But it was a good theory, Caroline. It's definitely a good theory. I just wanted to pick your brain a little bit on it.
Okay.
But I appreciate you calling in, and I'll be in touch with you.
All right. You take care, Wes. You too, Bob. Russell?
Yes. Thank you very much for calling in, Caroline.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye now.
I was thinking today when we came up and I was eating lunch with you, I was like, man, you know, hanging out with Bob Gamlin, beautiful women, we're having drinks. I need to come hang out with you more, buddy. You're living the life.
Well, yeah, I sure do appreciate it. I was sitting between two awful, pretty women. And, of course, that makes my chest swell out, and I hold my breath until I turn blue, you know. And so, you know how old men are when they're around awful, pretty women. The belly sucks in, and the chest comes out, and you kind of hold your breath there, and you say, howdy there, pretty woman.
Well, the same thing happens when you're a young man, too, as well.
So. Well, then it must be just a man thing, then, huh?
There you go. But I appreciate you being here tonight, Bob. Well, and again, for the audience, if you want to call in, talk to Bob, 646-716-8791, and press 1 to let me know you want to come on the air. Let's go to 412.
My name is Thomas.
Hey, Thomas, how are you tonight?
Good. How are you doing, Wes?
Oh, doing pretty good. Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, I'm in southwestern Pennsylvania. I just wanted to call in and say hi to Bob.
Well, hello there. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good.
Is Pennsylvania over there good weather?
Oh, no. We got severe thunderstorms right now rolling through. It's crazy.
Oh, be darned. Well, we've had enough of that bad weather over there, haven't you, in the past, the last 3 or 4 months?
Oh, yeah. Spring is here and thunderstorms and craziness. But I just wanted to call in and say, hey, you're awesome, Bob. I just want you to know that.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you for calling, and I sure appreciate the compliment, because a guy can always, you can't get too many of those compliments. Doesn't make my head any bigger, because I can't hardly get my hat on now, just being here with Wes alone, you know. I appreciate him having me come here, and every time I'm around Wes, I appreciate him more.
Well, not only is Wes a good guy, the show's great, and you're great. And don't
thank
let anybody
so
ever
much.
Tell you differently.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and you have a great day, and thank you for calling.
Okay, you too. Have a good day.
Okay, bye now.
Thanks, Thomas.
Bye-bye.
Bob, I wanted to ask you before we jump to the next call, you did that movie. I know it's going to be kind of an animation, and, you know, I was looking at it. It's actually very well done. Did you have any feelings of, I mean, did it evoke emotions? Did it take you back to that moment in time? Did you relive that moment kind of watching the, and I want to, and Russell just walked in, but I want to ask Russell about it, but Did it take you back to that moment?
Well, yes, it certainly did, Wes. And to for Gary and Wes to do such an incredible job on it. But yes, it took me back. And, you know, that was an awful eventful day for me. And one that's that bad, or whatever you want to call it, with the different stressful situations that I ran into, that's something that I'll never forget, because it was, you know, endangering the horses and my rig and Roger and myself, of course. And by golly, you don't ever forget that kind of an experience.
And what's the name of that movie that's coming out that you guys are doing?
Bob Ginnan, The Legend of Bigfoot. It's in his Corridor 13 movies that Gary Hansen filmed, and Russell worked with Gary on that to get it done. And folks, when I saw it, it was really, I literally liked it. But like Wes said, it really brought back the emotional feeling that and the fear that I actually had that day of the things that possibly could have happened that we was able to get around and make it on back out of there. But anyway, folks, if you get an opportunity to watch that, well, then you might, if you like it, well, give us a call. And I'm Bob Gimlin, .net, and give us a holler and tell us what you think about it. And if you think it it was a little bit out of text, well, let us know, because it was all just a true thing right from the get-go. And so I think that you'll like it a lot if you watch it, because maybe something like that has happened in your life before and you can relate to all of the things I went through that day.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm looking forward to it. Not only the international BigfootConference.com, but BobGimlin.net. You want to take another call, Bob?
Yes, sir. Anytime now.
All right.
West.
Perfect. 425. Who are we speaking to?
Hi. Is Marlene. How you doing?
Hey, Marlene. How are you? Marlene is M99 on my site, Bob. She's a member of Sasquatch Chronicles. Marlene, thanks for calling in. What did you have for Bob?
Well, I tell you, I've been so excited. I just couldn't hardly wait, and I wasn't planning on calling in. But today I started thinking, I do have a question for him, and listening to you guys talk about the movie a minute ago, I thought, uh-oh, he's going to answer my question, and it'll be a moot point. So, but my question to you, Mr. Gimlin, when you guys went up there, I know Mr. Patterson kind of twisted your arm, and you went along with it and provided it and all. But when you saw Patty, before that, my question is, before you saw Patty, were you a believer? And
well,
after you saw Patty?
Well, Marlene, I was, I can call it semi. You know, I knew there had to be something there, and I was down there because of Roger being a friend and asked me to take him down there, and he'd also played some testimonials from different people with a little cassette player. And so I was starting to think, well, somebody, they can't all these people be wrong or imagining things. And I'd seen some plaster casts, of course. So, yes, I was a semi-non-believer, but it's kind of like Harry Truman. I wanted to see it, to totally believe it. And I was lucky enough to be able to do that. And when I first saw it, I thought, oh, my God, they really do exist. And so,
I bet.
Yeah, Marlene, that's where I was at on that. And from this, from that day on, I've been trying to not convince people they exist, just tell them what I believe tell them what if it happens to them, what I'd like to see them do, what I'd like to be able to do that day was instead of all everything happened so dramatically fast, would have been a little more try to be friendlier if it would have been possible. But it was moving away all of the time from us. So I assumed that it really didn't want to be that friendly, but it never showed any violence whatsoever. So there was an indication there that it didn't have any fear of us at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, everything went well, and I've been so blessed later on in my life to be able to have been there and got to see it.
Well, I kind of have another question for you, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, go ahead, Marlene.
Okay. Well, the other question I have is, after you saw Patty, you know, I've listened to and watched a multitude of people analyzing the film. I understand that the face that we see was not really the face that she presented so much. It was changed because of the re-recording of the tape, but excuse me, having a bit of allergies this week. Anyway, yeah. But my question is, and I really, really, really want this cleared up, because I've been thinking about this a lot. Were there any other Bigfoot that you guys saw? Because there were several people speculating they saw babies, a little baby behind the log, and a male peeping out from behind a tree.
Well, Marlene, I can say this with all sincerity. I never saw any other, but I've heard some of the same stories about back in the trees that there possibly was more. But, you know, Marlene, when we were called, when Roger was called the first time, they said three different sizes of footprints. And their assumption was it was a male and a female and a juvenile. And they never, anybody ever mentioned to me the size of the footprint of the juvenile. So there's been also statements that I've heard from different people who heard it secondhand that they could actually see one back in the trees. And so, you know, the excitement was so dramatic at the time that we saw this. From the time that we didn't see it anymore, that I did not focus. I can't speak for Roger because he had the camera. I'm sure he didn't either. I didn't have anything up to my eyes, but and I didn't wear glasses in or anything. So the only thing I can speak for is myself, and I never heard any sound from anything or Patty. Or even viewed anything else. So the ones that talk about that, they must have picked up something in there that I didn't see.
The film. Yeah. And if you just, one more little question, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I've been thinking about this all day long. I've been so excited today. did you know, or did you believe at the time when you saw Patty? And afterward, when y'all got out of there safe and sound finally, thinking about it, did you know if there were Bigfoot in other parts of the country? Because I didn't think there were. I remember the first time we moved up here, I remember thinking, oh, dang, there's Bigfoot in those woods.
I didn't know much about the Sasquatch Bigfoot thing. I heard about the Sasquatch, but I never knew that they were all the same type of force people. I call them force people, Colin. And I never knew that the Sasquatch. I never even related the name Sasquatch and Bigfoot in one phase. You know, I just didn't even understand that there was the same thing. Because, you know, Canada and Alaska had the Sasquatch, and then the Bigfoot name came right out of California from Jerry Crew, you know, because of the size of the print. So that was a little bit of a mystery to me that they were all the same thing.
But you didn't think about them being like in Texas or in Florida, for instance?
No, I didn't until, well, that's... actually, that was quite a bit afterwards that I found out that they were in a lot of different places when I heard about the Boggy Creek thing, you know, and the different ones in the Swamp Ape and whatever that was considered to be about the same thing in a small difference. And so, therefore, when I started hearing about all this, I thought, well, yeah,
wow.
There's got to be a lot of them around. They're just a little bit different, you know, than the one that Roger and I saw.
Well, when I was in high school, in the 10th grade, I went to school in a little bitty town in East Texas. And a friend of mine lived out in the woods. We called it the Bottoms Road, near the river. And she told me that there was a gorilla that lived out there, and she'd seen it. And you know what I said to her? B.S. I didn't believe her. And she said, that's what they call the boogers. And I said, oh, come on. And my dad used to tell me you can't go in the woods because of the boogers. And I'm like, whatever. So, well, you're amazing. And those are questions I've been thinking of asking you for the longest time. Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Caroline. And I hope someday I'll be able to meet you in person. And, you probably won't be able to make it out to the International Bigfoot Conference here in Kennewick, you know, last day of August and the first of September. But we'd sure like to see you here if there's any possible way that you can make it.
Well, next year, I think I'm going to go. We live in Snohomish County now. So I think I'm going to go next year if my husband's up to it. So, well, God bless you, dear. Thank you for taking the time. I sure appreciate it.
Well, thank you for calling in, Caroline. And
thank you, darling.
It's been a pleasure to visit with you.
All right. Bye-bye, sir.
Bye now.
And that was Marlene. I know she, M99 on SasquatchChronicles.com. She's one of my favorite members. She always posts very intelligent comments underneath the episodes. I always appreciate her comments. And for the audience listening, again, this episode is brought to you by the International Bigfoot Conference. Go to the internationalbigfootconference.com and get your tickets. Come out and meet Bob in person and have a good time. And Bob, you know, normally I don't do shows like this because the audio quality isn't the best on some of these online studios. You know, it's a great opportunity, I think, for, you know, you and Russell. You guys were kind enough to do this for the fans of Bob and an opportunity to come in and talk to Bob. And I really respect that you guys were willing to, you know, Bob take time out of his day and talk to some of the fans. I know he's happy to do it, but at the end of the day, I really do appreciate it, guys. Let's go back up here. This guy's been waiting a little bit longer. 541, who are we speaking to?
It's Pam, Purple Rose.
Hey, Pam, how are you? This
Hi,
is another member
good.
Of SasquatchChronicles.com. Pam Purple Rose, another one of my favorites. How are you, Pam?
I'm doing pretty good. I've
it's
gotten
good to
hear Bob three times today.
Well, thank you, Pam. Hey, and I hope I don't make a mistake with your name again like I just did. And, hey, Pam, I apologize to Marlene about calling her Caroline. But,
I'm sure she doesn't mind. I wouldn't mind if you just call me anything but late for dinner.
we'll make sure of that.
I just wanted to call in and say how much I appreciate. I've been a fan of yours forever, and how much I appreciate all this work you're doing just to allow your fans and all of your admirers to call in and just talk to you. You're a man of the people, Bob, and just really appreciate your approachableness. And thanks to Russell for helping you out. Really, really respect Russell. And thanks to Wes for having you on. I know all this takes a lot of time and planning, and you must be getting tired.
No, Pam, I'm not. And I'm sure glad that you brought Russell and Wes's name up, because I feel the same way. It's a pleasure for me to be here at Russell's residence, of course, always with him, his beautiful wife. And to have Wes come and let me visit with you folks is a very special day for me, you know, Pam. And so, and for you to compliment me like that, I really do appreciate that. An old feller like me will take all the compliments he can get from pretty women like you, you see. So, Pam, thank you so much for calling in. If there's anything else you'd like to talk about, we'll just do it, okay?
one more thing. Is there anything you haven't accomplished yet or would like to accomplish, especially in the Sasquatch venue or world here? Is there something you haven't gotten around to? Because you have done so many things. You've led an amazing life, and can't wait for the book to come out.
Well, thank you, Pam. You know, Pam, there's so many things that I haven't accomplished with the Bigfoot and the Sasquatch phenomena, is that I feel that I haven't really got across to folks about trying not to be shooting at them or really scared of them, or they might seem furious, you know, real furious people or woods people. And whenever you're in an area where they get, you get things tossed at you or thrown at you, it just means maybe they're not happy with you in that area, and go ahead and leave. And when you get ready to leave, ask them for forgiveness for being in their area. And, you know, if I'll just put it this way, Pam, if somebody moved into my backyard and by golly, I wasn't really fond of their appearance or whatever, and they wouldn't get out, you know, I might get a little bit hostile acting, but basically in my heart, I wouldn't hurt them or anything, but I sure would be happy if they'd move out.
That makes sense.
Thank you, Pam.
Yeah. Just one more thing, and then I'll let somebody else talk. I don't want to tie up all your time, but why do you think we haven't been able to make contact or get some really good evidence, more so than just the Patterson-Gimlin film? Do you think that there's a cover-up going on? Do you think that they're able to evade us in ways we just don't know about?
Well, yes, I don't think there's a cover-up at all, Pam. I think it's their way of letting us know that they're not real fond of the way we live and the way we think, because they believe so much, and in my opinion, I don't know how they believe, because we don't know, none of us know exactly how they believe. But the reason they stay away from us is because they don't want to live like humans live. And I really strongly believe, I have no evidence to prove this, but I think they can read our minds a lot, and that's probably why they'd rather stay hid from us than to come out and show friendliness. You know, actually, the human being is a different approach on things, because we're supposed to be the almighty, the smart ones, and the ones that's got all the brains and the money and all the soft living. And maybe that isn't something that they really want, and so they just kind of would rather stay away from us. Because, you know, the Native Americans back, well, even up to this modern time, they have a special relationship with the woods people, with the giant woods people. And even some of them don't have any more than we have. I talk about we as just everyday human beings. But some of the Native Americans have had, and some of the other than Native Americans, had close relationship with a Sasquatch or Bigfoot. And
historically.
I think we're a little slow about trying to understand exactly what they'd like and don't like.
And they seem to be designed to live where they're living. Thanks again, Bob.
I
appreciate you so much. And I just want to say, just wanted to tell Wes that on the Blog Talk Radio, there's no sound. You have to call in to listen. So I don't know if that's bad news or you know that that's going on. But again, I'll just leave that and say thanks, Russell, thanks, Wes, and thanks, Bob. And let the next person yak at you.
Hey, thank you for visiting with us this afternoon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Pam. Yeah, it's it doesn't shock me about Blog Talk. That's why I was a little iffy about doing this, because it's the quality of their online studio is pretty poor. But great questions from Pam. I told you, Bob.
Yes, thank you.
My members got some of the best questions, don't they?
Yes, thank you very much, Pam, and all the others that have called in this afternoon.
Yeah, no, it's been good. And it, like I said, it's a great opportunity to talk to Bob and, you know, get any questions you have. Or like I said, just call in and say hi. The phone number again is 646-716-8791. Press 1. Let me know you want to come on. Let's go to 585.
Hi, it's Kat from upstate New York.
Hey, Kat, how are you?
I'm good.
And what questions do you have for Bob?
Hi, I'd like to, first of all, say thank you. I think putting your film out there was very brave, because I think a lot of people are still very skeptical about the existence of these forest people. And your film helped me to see that what I saw was real because of the way it moved.
Well, thank you, Kat. You know, there is skeptical people, and I don't want to badmouth anybody or say anything because, you know, we are what we are, and you can believe in what you believe in. And if you don't believe they could exist, then in your mind, they don't exist. But, you know, us that know that they do exist, then there is no question about it. But the skeptical ones maybe haven't got out and did any field research or really talked to somebody they believe in that has really got good evidence and maybe even had the opportunity to see one.
Yeah. Well, I never really gave it much thought till I saw it myself. You know, you just kind of cruise along in life and then just have an experience and go, oh, wow.
Well, that's great, Kat. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes that's what it takes to change a person, because I'm evidence of that myself, because I at one time didn't understand, and I was kind of skeptical of it because I grew up in the woods and never saw anything like that. But it might have been right there, and I just wasn't looking for it, you see. And if you got some thought that they don't exist, and maybe you don't even ever pay any attention to the evidence that's out there. And so you learn more about the evidence that they leave behind and the signs that they leave behind, then I think then you're one notch ahead. You're on first base anyway in trying to make a home run.
I agree.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. And if there's anything else...
No, I just wanted to say thank you so much for the show today. And, Wes, thank you. I was really excited and looking forward to it as well.
Okay, right. And, you know, International Bigfoot Conference is right here in Kennewick, Washington. And I don't know whereabouts you are in the lower 48, but it's going to be a great weekend, the last of August and the first of September. And Russ has got, working with Russ on it, and we hope that Wes will be there too, maybe, if he can get away. And so I just feel lucky to have Wes doing this today so that I can talk to you folks one-on-one, you know, that I'd like to at the conferences, but time doesn't allow it, and the amount of personnel that's there, sometimes I just can't, there's no way that it can be done. But this talking one-on-one to me is very important and very valuable.
Well, I so appreciate your time, and I'm calling you from upstate New York, but I'll be moving to Texas soon, and I would love to attend the conference, and hopefully I'll be able to do that.
Okay, thank you again, Kat.
You guys have a good evening.
Thank you much.
You too, Kat. Thank you so much for calling in. Gosh, I got questions I want to ask Bob, but I don't want to take away from the audience. And again, if you want to call and talk to Bob, it's 646-716-8791. Press 1 to talk to him. It's kind of Bob's night. And this show is actually brought to you by the International Bigfoot Conference, internationalbigfootconference.com. 704, who are we speaking to?
This is Mark.
Hey, Mark, how are you doing tonight, man?
Doing well, Les. Long-time member, man. Love your show, buddy. Mark S. and stuff. I've been on there. I've been involved in that Miller document project and all that kind of stuff. And I finally got to talk to you, man. So it's an honor, and it's a real honor to talk to Bob.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Were you, I know you were covering Roger, you know, as he was getting that film footage, you know, with you know, just with the gun or whatever, but were you shaking in your boots wondering, oh my God, is this thing is real? And what, you know, I got to take a shot at this thing. And then I've heard too, that possibly there was other ones around in that area, you know, that you might have noticed.
Well, Mark, I'll say this right from my heart. I never had a lot of time to do a lot of thinking. And the only reason that I even took the rifle out of the scabbard when I stepped off the horse is to know if it came back after me, I could not make an accurate shot off the back of a horse. And being it was the first one I'd ever seen, and all that muscle and the size of it, I just didn't want to take a chance. But I want to make this clear, Mark. I never raised that rifle to the shoulder ever, and I don't remember, but I don't even think I injected a shell into the chamber, because this was happening dramatically fast, and it was moving away from us at all time. So there was no need for me to actually go into a position to shoot. But I knew I couldn't do it on up in the saddle very accurate. And so that's why I stepped off the horse and took the rifle with me as I went down, as I stepped into the ground. And so I never had no intentions of shooting for any particular reason other than the fact if it came back and charges. And I never knew anything about them before, never seen one. So I had no idea with that big of a person or a bigger thing with that kind of muscle and size of it that what we might to expect.
And you know, knowing this guy wants to go out and look for this thing, and then you guys actually come across it, I can't imagine, you know, what you might have been thinking at that point. Like, oh, my goodness gracious, you know? Well, you know, but also, too, you know, with Wes on his show all the time, people say, I don't even think about pulling my gun up when I see one of these things, you know?
Well, that's what I like
you
to
know,
hear.
It just doesn't come into your mind because you see a bipedal creature, you know, and you just don't know what to do.
Well, that's true, Mark. But, you know, me not knowing something that close to me, what a split second it could be turning back at me, you know, had no idea what to really expect. And I was a natural-born hunter. I hunted all large animals throughout my life and started at a very young age, and I was an excellent shot. So I knew that if it need be to defend myself, that I could get it done. But I didn't have any idea what it would take to get it done. But I had a .30-06 with a 180 grain bullet, the same as I hunt elk with, and bear, and cougar. And so, you know, elk, deer, bear, and cougar, and that managed to handle anything in that size. So I had no idea what to really expect. And when I saw this, really knowing that they really do exist, after wondering for quite some time about it, but you know, I don't recommend people to even take guns into the woods. And now that I know a little more about the forest people, I'd say you're better off to just leave your gun at home. And if it asks you to leave the area, immediately leave.
Yeah, if you want an encounter, because they know what the boomstick is. They know what a gun is.
Yes, I'm sure of that, yes.
Well, I guess I don't want to hold up the show with all my questions, because I'd sit in here and talk to you and Wes all night. So
thank you, Mark.
It's Mark from North Carolina, and it was an honor to talk to you, Bob and Wes. Love your show, man. You know, big fan, longtime member, and you know, you're the best out there, buddy.
Well, Mark, it was a great honor to talk to you too, and I hope someday I'm able to meet you, and maybe we can talk again sometime.
Thank you. And you have a great night, and you know, keep on going, Bob. You're the man. You're the man.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye now.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, that he was talking about the Miller document, Bob. I'll have to share that with you, the Miller document. Those guys did a lot of work on the website with researching it and trying to come up with information about the Miller document. Those guys put on a lot of work. Mark did a great job with it. So thank you, Mark.
Yes, thank you very much, Mark.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate it. And again, it's the fans' night tonight. It's no encounters unless you want to call in and share an encounter. But we are talking to Bob Gimlin, and if you want to call in and talk to him, the number is 646-716-8791. Press 1, let me know you want to come on. What are we doing for dinner tonight, fellas?
Roadhouse steak.
Oh, nice.
I'm always eat.
Russell's saying Roadhouse steak, I guess, as we're going tonight. So if you're in the Kennewick area, come on by. But we'll jump on another call here. 859, who are we speaking to?
This is Matt.
Hey, Matt. How are you tonight, man?
Pretty good. Wes, big fan, Sascron member. Well, I'm going to say mediocre fan. I mean, you're no Woody, but.
Ouch. Ouch. You cut me deep, man.
Mr. Gimlin,
me
it's deep. Sorry. Mr. Gimlin, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I got two things to say. The first is just a comment. Patty aside, Bigfoot world aside, this world don't have many role models. And in my 42 years, I've never heard you say one negative thing about anybody. And I appreciate that. And you should be proud of that. And a lot of people should look up to you.
Well, thank you, Matt. You know, I don't think of it that way. Matt, I'm just one of those believers that I like to treat everybody kind and generous as I can. And just like that, if I met them, that they'd treat me the same way. And so far, I've been really fortunate to meet wonderful people such as you, Matt. And, you know, and so I don't really, there's nothing in my mind to ever say bad things about anybody. And so,
well, you're one of the few, Mr. Gimlin.
Well, thank you, sir, because, you know, we weren't put here to be enemies. We were put on this earth or born on this earth to have fellowship and admiration for each and every person that earns it. And therefore, in my opinion, it's abused way too much.
Well, you just proved my point.
Thank you,
Matt. Well, the second thing I wanted to ask you is, and I apologize, I don't want to get personal, but I don't know if anybody's ever asked this before. After all these years and the things that you've done and been through, how's this affected your wife?
Immensely. You know, the first 35 years was pretty dreadful for me and my wife and even my close relatives. But, you know, things have straightened out a whole lot. And more people have realized that there is things out there that we don't quite understand. And also, I don't know if it was just Roger and mine footage that helped some of that out, but I've been told that, and I certainly do believe in it, that it made a big difference for a lot of people to come forward and talk about their experiences and let other people know that they've had some experiences with the Sasquatch Bigfoot or whatever. And so I think it's opened up a gate for the Patterson Gimlin film in general. And I've been told that kind of at many different times. And I strongly believe that.
Well, I agree. And again, I thank you because I know you've endured a lot of crap. And I just know what I go through just believing in Bigfoot. I've never even had an encounter, just what I go through at work. So I can't imagine what you've been through. So I thank you for being a man of character. Bigfoot aside, the world needs role models. And I'm not trying to kiss your butt, but you just are one. So you got to have to accept it. And Wes, thank you for this live show. I know you don't like doing them, but this has been great. And it is too bad that Woody's not on here. But
I'll send him your love.
Anyway, I thank you for your time. And y'all have a great night.
Brother.
I'm going to keep listening.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir, Matt. You have a great evening. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of I'm not a big fan of Blog Talk. The audio quality usually sucks, so that's why I shy away from this. But, you know, like we were all three talking, you know, you, me, and Russ, you know, a lot of people don't get a chance to meet Bob, don't get a chance to actually talk to Bob. And, you know, it's kind of a shame, you know, even at some of the conferences, it's not Bob's fault. He just gets flooded with people. And so I wanted to do something nice for the audience. I know Bob wanted to do something nice for the audience. Russell wanted to do something nice for the audience. And so here we are. And I appreciate Russell giving us the opportunity and Bob, you sitting down. 636, who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Rob.
Hey, Rob, how are you tonight, man?
Not too bad. I had a quick question for Mr. Gimlin. I've been a longtime fan of all you guys for a very long time. I just had a quick question. I guess in kind of my skeptical mind, did you think maybe Mr. Patterson was maybe trying to pull one over on you anytime, you know, during or maybe after the encounter?
Oh, no, Rob. You know, I'm not a very gullible person. And I knew Roger pretty good. I wasn't real close to Roger as a At one time, we were fairly close friends, but then I didn't see Roger for quite a few years, and so, you know, I just didn't have any extra time to be checking on Roger, and I lived quite a little ways away from him at the time. And so when I did run into him again and realized that he'd been a very sick man for quite a long time since I'd last seen him as a healthy man, it kind of blew me out of the saddle. So when Roger started talking to me about Sasquatch Bigfoot, I just said, well, Roger, I just don't have time to do field research and go out and talk to people. You know, I've got two jobs and two and a half jobs, basically. You know, weekend job and a full-time job, and then a job working with horses and then other things. Part some construction. At one time, I was tying steel in the daytime and tin and bar at night. And also the same thing as I was riding race horses or exercising race horses at the track and also tin and bar. So I never was a man of a whole lot of extra time to sit around or anything, because I've never sat around, I still don't, but, you know, Roger didn't have the ability, I don't think, or the desire to try to fool people.
Okay, well, I thank you for that, and I was just wondering, because coming from that kind of skeptic, being with, your buddies and hanging out, you think, oh my gosh, he's trying to pull one over on me. Like you said, you didn't have enough time to do this or that, and it was just a question I've had. I wasn't trying to diminish your encounter or anything, because it's the best one out there, in my opinion. And I want to just thank you for your time, and thank you, Wes, and both you guys keep up the great work, and I'll keep listening.
Well, thank you, Rob, and I appreciate you talking to us about things, because, you know, I understand what you say, buddies try to pull tricks on yourself, but, you know, that wasn't even a thought in my mind at the time, because Roger and I neither was, even when I knew him or was around him a lot, we were pretty serious about everything. You know, when we were rodeoing, it was a serious thing. To keep from getting injured, you had to keep your mind occupied with what you were the intent there to do. And then away from that, you know, we were both family members. and I didn't get to see Roger much or see his family, but I appreciated the fact that he had a family and I had a family. And so that was our nose to the grind, relatively speaking, about our families. And then when I did get reacquainted with Roger, it was the Bigfoot thing that that he talked about to me a lot. And I still didn't have a whole lot of spare time to devote to field research or anything like that, or even go talk to people. Roger talked to quite a few people and got good testimonials from folks, and that's the ones that he would play to me on his cassette player, and got me that much interested that so many people could not be mistaken about what was out there and the sounds that they heard. Thank you so much, Rob, for calling in and talking to us this evening. And
well, thank you, Mr. Gimlin.
Have a great evening, okay?
All right, you too.
Thanks, Rob. Yeah, you know, Bob, I always laugh. And Rob has a good point. The argument, the question he had, I think, is a valid question. And I've thought about that before in the past. But the problem with that theory is the guy you're hoaxing, you don't give him the gun. You don't give him the rifle. You know what I mean? That's the last guy you want to give the rifle to. You know, if you're really trying to pull a fast one on someone, you don't, that's the last guy you want with the gun. If you want to call in and talk to Bob, we're going to go for a little bit longer. And if you're actually in the Kennewick area, Russell just passed me a note. We're going to the Texas Roadhouse here in Kennewick, Washington. Come by and say hi if you get a chance. And this looks like a Skype phone call. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, Wes. Sorry, it's Matt in the UK. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, so I'm trying to keep quiet.
Oh, how are you, sir? Well, I appreciate you calling in, man.
You're more than welcome. Just phoning just to say hello and hello to Bob. A lot of respect there for the gentleman. Thanks for letting me speak to you. It's been quite a few years. From the reading the Unexplained magazine, looking at Bigfoot when I was a youngster, and it's like been an inspiration to me through Bigfoot, UFOs, all cryptids and everything like that. So, and as I said, Wes, listen to your program quite a lot in the UK. So keep up the good work, man.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Did you have anything for
more
Bob?
Than well. No, it was just to phone up and say thanks for the inspiration of looking into Bigfoot and everything all through the years. That's all, because as I say, reading his story in the Unexplained magazine, as I say, I live in near Liverpool in the UK, and we don't have many things like Bigfoot over here. So it was just a massive inspiration to get me into all the Unexplained sorts of things. So thanks, Bob. And Wes, as I said, just keep up the good work.
Well, thank you for calling in. It's always a pleasure to hear you folks that have an interest enough to call in and talk to Russ, Wes, and myself. And, you know, I'm just grateful to be here with Russ and Wes and to be able to talk to you folks like this. So thank you again so much for calling.
Hey, Martin, quick question for you. Was Martin correct?
It's Max. It's
Max. Oh, Max. I'm sorry, man. It's this crappy online studio, so I apologize. But I wanted to ask you, I've been getting a lot of reports out of the UK. What's going on over there? Have you heard of that, of reports of Sasquatch over there?
To tell you the honest truth, I haven't. I've not heard much here. There's been there hasn't been much in the news around our area, but I will look into it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for staying up late with Bob and I.
Thank you for accepting my call. And as I say, I'll keep listening to the program. It's been brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Take care. Bye now. Bye, Bob.
Bye now.
Man, Russell should have never passed me that note. All I'm thinking now is the Texas Roadhouse in Kennewick, Washington. Thanks, Russell. What's that?
It'll be there when we show up.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Try and get through as many calls as we can tonight. It's not a normal call, not a normal show. Normally we do encounter shows. But it's a great opportunity for you to call in and talk to Bob. Mr. Gimlin, the legend himself, 646-716-8791. Hope to see everyone at the International Bigfoot Conference. And if you do call in, definitely press 1 so that I know that you want to talk to Bob. We'll take a couple more calls here, Bob. 865, who are we speaking to?
Hey, this is Charlie West. It's an honor to just be on the other line of the phone with you, Bob. I've been such a fan for a long time. you guys know how the Bigfoot community is. Not a lot of people agree on hardly anything, but I think if you can say that there's one constant, it is that they all believe Bob Gimlin and they all believe the Patty film. I mean, that's about the only thing the community all agrees on. And I just wanted to call in and say hey and thank you for everything you've done. And it's awesome. I mean, trying to follow in the people's footsteps before me, and you're definitely at the top of the list. So thank you for everything. But I really wish I could make it to the conference out there. You know, I'm on the East Coast. Unless Wes wants to buy me a plane ticket to come out, I'm probably not going to be able to make it. But, yeah, I just wanted to...
welcome you if you could, Troy.
Thank you very much. I'll get off here and let some other people... I know you got a lot of people calling in, so I just wanted to be able to say yes. I talked to Bob Gimlin, the legend himself. So thank you guys very much, Troy. And, I will, Wes, I'll talk to you again later. Woody, if you're there, hey. Russell, I know you're there. Hey to you, too. You're doing great work, and I can't wait to see the documentary when it comes out. So thanks a lot, man. Oh, I did have one question for Bob, though.
Yes, sir. Go on ahead.
The day that you took the Patty film, if you could go back to that moment, is there anything that you would change about the way things played out? Anything you would have changed about it?
Well, Troy, there is things I would have changed at the time, but since it's all played out the way it is, there's not much of anything that I could have changed under the circumstances at the limited amount of time that went on when this all went down, you know. It was very, very dramatic and very fast, and so, you know, I let Roger talk me out of following immediately after went out of sight. And I've always, I can't regret that because I realized afterwards why Roger didn't want me to leave him there without a horse or anything except a camera with no more film left in it. But, you know, my want was to go ahead and watch it travel more. Because, you know, it was such a short time that I really got to see it, and I wanted to follow it. But I didn't get that opportunity because Roger didn't want me to leave him without having his horse or something there, you know. So, and he didn't explain that all to me. He just asked me not to leave. But that's probably the only thing that I can really think of off the top of my head that I would have liked to change a little bit.
Well, I got to say, I know where you're coming from when you say you wanted to follow it, because I believe the only time I've ran across this creature, you know, without hesitation, just instinct, I went after it being a dummy. And I completely understand you wanting to do that. But, hey, it was great talking to you. This is truly an honor. And, Wes, thank you for putting this together, you and Russell, just to let us talk to the man himself, Bob Gimlin. So thank you very much.
Well, Troy, thank you for calling, and appreciate everything you said, you know. And, yes, Wes and Russ here are doing a great thing for me this afternoon or this evening or wherever you folks are from. But thanks again, Troy, for calling, and you and your family have a great evening, okay?
Thank you. But God bless you and yours. I'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Troy. Yeah, it's funny. People ask me all the time, Bob. They say, is Bob as nice off the air as he is on the air? And I'm like, he's the exact same guy here on the air.
Amen.
He is. That's Russell in the background. Yeah, he's the exact same. And it's a lot of fun to hang out with them. You know, I know Bob doesn't like to hear it. It's like hanging out with my dad or a family member I love. And I want the audience to experience that, experience a chance to actually talk to Bob, to experience a chance to actually, get a chance to talk to him. And I just really respect it very much that Bob would take the time to do this. And he cares for the fans as much as myself or anyone else. But we'll take some more calls, and I'm ready for a steak and a beer. How about you, Bob?
Yes, well said, Wes, and I appreciate that too, because I truly believe that way. And you know, I'm not trying to be a nice guy. I'm just trying to live the way I would like everybody to live. Like, you know, we're all here as brothers and sisters on this earth, and if we could treat each other the same way as we do our real biological sisters and brothers, then I think we'd get a whole lot further, and I don't think I'll have an argument on that at all. But thank you so much for calling in this evening, all of you folks.
Yeah, thank you very much. 209, who are we speaking to?
Right on, you guys. How you all doing, man? This is Manny in California. I can't believe I'm on the air with you guys.
How are you,
hey,
brother?
Bob, good, good. I've been on your channel for a couple of years now, and we had an encounter here in California about 2 years ago, and that's what hooked this up. But, Bob, I wanted to ask you one question. In the morning, when you went out there, did you, that first night or whatever night it was that you were camping out, were you camping by your vehicle, or did you take the horses and camp out and then see Patty later on that day? What was the timeline that morning that happened, if that wasn't too much bad?
Well, can I go back just a little ways?
Sure.
Roger and I have been down there for approximately 3 weeks, and I had a truck with a horse van built on the back, a real nice horse van, and overshot out over the cab for one guy could, well, it had 11-by-8-foot bed on it, and then okay. It overshot out over the cab. So Roger usually slept up in that overshot out in the, out on. And I was kind of one of them guys that slept real lightly. Anything would wake me. So I stayed right down on the floor by close to the door. So if something, I heard the horses milling or went in or was upset about something, I could get out there very quickly and take care of the situation. And so that's where we were camped there. I mean, we weren't actually camped there. We were staying in the back of the truck when we got back from our long rides, and we were usually fairly fatigued from an all-day ride. We were both young then, in fact. I had my 36th birthday 2 days before we were able to acquire the film footage.
Wow. So how long, how far were you, Bob, when you left that morning from that campsite there where you guys were sleeping to where you saw Patty? And what time of the day was it?
Okay. You said morning. Well, this was early afternoon when we left the campsite. I'd say I wasn't checking time, but according to the sun and everything, it was probably 12:30, maybe 1, and we were about 4 miles from where we were camped. Up the creek. Well, the way the creek was flowing from is the way we was heading out to go. We was heading out that day to go about 30 miles back further than when riding for an area that we hadn't covered before, and that's why we had the little horse with the pack equipment on it.
Wow. Wow, so your plan for that day was you guys were going to spend the night out there, or were you guys eventually going to come back that same day?
No. We were going to spend the next 2 nights out. A long ways from where we had ridden in a kind of a different direction. We were going to go like northeast of our camp, and we'd been riding in the west, northwest and west part of the country, and we covered a lot of miles in those 20 days that we've been out there riding every day. So this particular afternoon or short afternoon and full sunshiny warm October day, and everything was just pleasant, and the trees were all turning, you know, yellow and red and orange, and the brush and stuff was just absolutely beautiful. It was one of those
beautiful,
October sunshiny warm days.
Wow. Well, thank you guys. Hey, I went to the conference last year. I didn't make it. I'm not going to make it this year, but I had a great time. You guys be blessed, man. Had a good time talking with you. And Bob, Wes, and Russ, God bless all of you.
Well, thank you. We wish you were going to be able to make it to the conference again this year, but our thoughts and prayers go out for you and with you and the family. And so if you can
thank you, Bob. Hey, you know why, Bob? You know why we're going this year? We got a research area. We're trying to get more footage, too.
Oh, well, okay. Good luck with that, eh? Good luck.
You bet. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
What do you think, Bob? Take some more calls. I sure appreciate all the people who called in.
Yeah, me
too. And want to talk to Bob. And if you want to call in at 646-716-8791, press 1 to let me know you want to talk to Bob. And 501, you're on the air. Who are we speaking to?
This is Jan McKillop in Hot Springs, Arkansas. How are you guys?
Hey, Jan, how are you? Doing well.
Oh, I am so excited to say hi to Mr. Bob. I'm a 66-year-old lady that has followed your adventures ever since I was, it was a junior in high school when you guys did the Patty film. And I think it's just so fabulous that we have been able to age well and the world has been able to catch up to us on the adventures and our beliefs in Bigfoot. Now with the mass media and our instant coverage, we're able to talk and converse about it. And it is just exciting times for us. And I want to tell you, I'm so grateful that you have accepted to come to the Texas Bigfoot Conference. Because Arkansas, I don't get to go to the West Coast, but I will be in Jefferson. And it will be the highlight of my life to actually shake your hand after all these years, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
Well, we're glad that Craig and I've been down there before, but I haven't been for quite a few years. You know, when Greg used to invite me down a few years back, and then it always kind of hedged on my time that I could get away from work, because most of the time back then I was working all the time, and if it worked out for me, I was lucky enough to get down there. So this year is going to be really a pleasure to come down with Russell and meet you, Jen, and maybe have a few words in person with you, or get a picture or whatever your wants are. You know, we'll sure try to
move
you in any way.
That's my goal, is to get a picture with you. Because I follow just about everything that you do on the social media, and I get to watch you and Russ on your little live Facebook things, which is so much fun. And like I say, we're living in a great, we're certainly living in a great age to get the message out, aren't we?
Yes, we are, hon. We're just living in a perfect age, and then to have Wes here today is really a special deal for me and Russ and anybody out there, the listeners or whatever, and the ones that I've been lucky enough to get to speak with, like you, Jen, and boy, I tell you, we'll be sure glad to meet you down there in Texas.
I'm looking forward to it. Tickets are bought and paid for, and I'm counting off the days. Thank you so much, guys. You have a wonderful evening.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jan, very much. Was Jan talking about the Texas conference, Bob?
Yes.
Okay.
Greg Wilhaters.
Oh, okay, cool. Cool. Well, next up, we'll take a couple more calls here tonight. If you want to talk to Bob Gimlin, again, the number is 646-716-8791. I'll apologize for the audio quality. It's not my normal studio, but it's something very special Bob wanted to do for his fans out there, Russell wanted to do for the fans out there, and I wanted to do for you guys to get a chance to actually talk to Bob. And I think next up, I think you might know this guy.
Jeff Byers.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bob. How are you, sir?
Well, right now, to be able to talk to you and have Wes on one side of me and Russ the other, couldn't be much better.
Oh, man. You know what? You can make me smile and make me happy from 100 million miles away, Bob. I just couldn't pass up a chance to talk to you. I haven't talked to you for a couple weeks.
Yeah. Well, hey Jeff, that, you know, that goes both ways, my friend.
Hey, I got to ask you first before I say anything, that Russ Accord guy, is he everything he's cracked up to be? Is he a pretty good guy?
Hey, you know, I tell you what, I think an awful lot of Russ Accord, and of course, Wes here too. But I'll tell you what, they don't come any better much except for Jeff, Wes, and Russ.
Yeah, I joke a lot, Bob, but you guys have kind of straightened me out, and this past year traveling around has been about the most fun I've had. I mean, it's just been a wonderful experience, and I appreciate that, and I love you guys. So, enough of that.
Hey, Jeff, you know that goes both ways, don't you, my friend?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
All right.
Hey, so I'm going to see you guys in, what's next?
September.
It's Kentucky, CryptidCon,
oh,
I think.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I apologize, I wasn't kind of prepared. I seen the show, and I don't think I've ever talked to Wes before, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to call in and bug you a little bit, because somebody's got to give you some static.
Well, I'm sure glad you did, Jeff, because to hear your voice just lightens us up over here.
Well, thank you, Bob. I just feel the same way. I had a couple things I was going to ask you, but you know what? I want to leave it positive and you know, just to tell you hi, and I miss you guys. I can't wait to see you next, and
right.
I appreciate
thank
everything you.
You
guys helped me do.
We just appreciate your company and your association with us. See, some people don't. We're grateful for Wes here too, you know, because sometimes there's a few people out there don't like Russ and me, and we've been trying to make up to them, but we're not going to buy them See's candy or anything like that, you know. If they can't take our word for it, then they're just going to have to suffer.
Yep, a deal's a deal.
Deal's a deal. You know, I've been trying and searching to get that perfect joke to try to beat you at that joke game, Bob. But you know what? I'm never going to have the timing you do. You can't be beat when it comes to the joke.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. Well, you know, the good ones I remember.
Man, there's some good ones, all right.
Yes, sir, Jeff, there is some good ones out there. But, gosh, Jeff, to hear your voice really made our day here, Wes and Russ and I, myself. And so,
my pleasure.
It's been our pleasure, too, Jeff. So you have a great one. I know it's getting a little late in your neck of the woods, but anyway, it ain't roosting time yet, so you'll be okay.
Absolutely. You guys take care, and I'll let you get back to business.
Oh, thank you, Jeff.
We'll be calling you soon.
Thanks, Russ. All right. Thanks, Russ. Thanks, Wes. See you, Bob.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We love you, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. Thanks for calling in. And what do you think, Bob? Take one more and then dinner time? What do you think? And I really appreciate you doing this. I want to mention, before I take the next call, go to the internationalbigfootconference.com, get your tickets. And as always, if you've had an encounter and you'd like to be on the show, shoot me an email. My email address is wes@sasquatchchronicles.com. See how I did that there, Bob?
That was nice.
And we'll bring on 406. Who are we speaking to?
Oh, Montana.
Hi, Duke.
Duke, how are you tonight, man?
Doing pretty good. Howdy from Big Sky Country out here in Montana to Russell and to you and to Bob.
Well, thanks, Duke.
Hey, Duke.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm lucky I already got to meet Bob. And live and in person, he is just as good as everybody keeps saying that he is. And I had the ultimate pleasure of meeting this gentleman because I've been a fan for decades. And I was standing out in the parking lot in front of the convention here at the Big Sky Bigfoot Conference last fall talking to Mark. And across the parking lot, all of a sudden, here comes Russell and Bob walking up. And Bob, who doesn't even know me, comes over and sticks out his hand and greets me. And I just about fell down. And I got to tell you, Bob, that was one of the funnest times of my life. That really, that made my year, that made my decade. Thank you so much. That was awesome.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate that.
And, you know, as I told you at the conference, I don't know if you remember this or not, I've had several encounters. I had my first one back in 72, and it shook me up really bad. And honestly, I don't think I would have made it if it hadn't been for the fact that you and Roger had had got that footage and that there was some sort of an awareness that these things actually existed at the time. So in a manner of speaking, and I told you this, you know, face-to-face before, and now I'm saying it publicly, I probably wouldn't be alive and wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. So I owe you a big debt of gratitude, buddy. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Hey, Duke. Hey, yeah, I remember speaking a little bit about some things, and it sure was nice to visit with you the short time that we had there.
Well, I hope that we get a chance to talk here in the future. I'd like to publicly extend an invitation to you to come on World Bigfoot Radio, my show, at any time that you want to. Anytime that you want to, anything you want to talk about, I'd love to talk to you about your other Bigfoot experiences. You know, you run around the backcountry looking for them and stuff that you don't usually get to talk about. You usually get everything centered on Patty all the time. And I'd like to hear some more of that from you, and also just your basic view on, you know, Bigfoot, what is it, that whole sort of thing. And I don't want to take much of your time away or anything. You know, we can talk about that at some point in the future. But you got an invitation to come on my show anytime you want to, buddy. I'd love to have you on there.
Thank you for the invite, Duke. You bet.
The other thing that I'd like to, yeah. And hey, thanks for helping Bob out, Russell. I appreciate the fact that there's somebody that's keeping an eye out for this gentleman and keeping the vultures away from him. Thank you very much for doing that.
Thank you. Duke, it'd be nice if a few more people felt the same way.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that love you, Bob, including myself. And, you know, a lot of us really owe you a lot. And we appreciate all you've done. And we appreciate the 30 years plus of hell that you went through before people started giving you any credibility and credit and started giving you some rightful respect for what you managed to do. And it ain't easy. I just got to be in your position last fall. I was with my little team up doing some research on a local mountain here on our Bigfoot hotspot. And we heard some wood cracking and something happening over on the other side of the hill. And I had my buddy who was with me walk over there with his iPhone and just kind of hand around with his arm out. And we caught one by accident. And I never got to see the thing, but he got it on video. And we've gone up there and done comparison shots, too. And, you know, it was just standing there in place, but it was gigantic. And it was whatever it was really there. There was nothing that could have cast a shadow there or anything, so... sort of know what it feels like to be in that situation, although you got to see it and cover Roger. I was the other guy there while someone else was filming it, so I've had that experience too now.
That with us.
It was fun. It's more fun, I think, if you're filming it yourself or if you actually get to see it while someone else is filming it. It's kind of shocking to find it in the footage 3 months later and go, whoa, wait a minute, what's that?
Absolutely. That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And then you go back up there and you do the comparison shots and go, man, there's no accounting for this. There was really something standing here, and it was gigantic.
Yeah.
I stood in the same place, held my arm up, and, you know, 9 foot is how far I can reach. I'm a 6-footer, so with my arm straight up, I can touch 9 foot. And in the comparison shot, you can see the top of my fingers aren't even up to where his shoulder is. So, big.
That's a mighty big.
But,
Yeah,
I don't want to take up any more of your time. I just want to thank you, not only on my behalf, but on behalf of the other real Bigfooters out here in the community that have been fans of yours and following your career for decades now. And we all love you, and please keep doing the great job that you're doing. And once again, Russell, thank you for helping Bob. And Wes, thanks for doing this live call-in show, man. Great idea. And one last thing I want to mention. Bob, you have one of the greatest on-air radio voices I've ever heard. Why aren't you doing your own Bigfoot show?
Oh, well, thank you so much. Just thank you. I mean, thanks for coming on and talking to us. And by golly, I'll tell you what, we'll you know, Wes and Russ here were just, they're the greatest.
Yeah, they are. Totally agree. Well, gentlemen, I don't want to waste any more of your time. I love you, Bob. I love you, Russ. I love you, Wes. I love all you guys. Take care of yourselves. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll be in touch soon.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Duke. Take care, man.
Thanks, Duke. And I like you as a friend. I'm just joking. Thank you, Duke, for calling in.
Yes, thank you.
Want to do one more, Bob? I feel bad. There's a full queue.
How many people do we have waiting there?
There's a ton. I mean, there's a ton of people waiting to talk to Bob, and I feel bad cutting it short, but, you know,
I know we can handle the call load if we can stop whatever's coming in from this point and just take what we got and just tell them that we just got.
Well, let's just take one more.
Yeah, I hate leaving people hanging with
us. I do, too. I really do.
Yeah, let's just take one more. 704, you're on the air.
Wes, sorry, it's Mark S. again. From your
hey, Mark.
I got one more question.
Sure.
I appreciate it. I don't want to take up anyone else's time, but Bob, when you came in, when did Patty first notice you guys, or did you notice her first? And kind of snuck up on her, and then she kind of scurried away. Or what happened when you guys were approaching? You know.
Well, Mark, you know, that's kind of a tough one for me to answer. Roger was riding in front of me, about 12 feet in front of me, and there was a big root system or a big downfall tree where the root system turned up. And the creek was coming around that. So when Roger came around that and saw her first, and his horse started acting up. So then I was right behind him. So I looked over that way too. And it was standing right alongside the creek with no surprise look to its appearance that I could tell. And it just turned slowly and started walking away. So, you know, I mean, there didn't seem to be a whole lot of surprise from Patty that she saw us or even cared much. She just probably wanted to leave, and there was no hurry that she left. She just turned and started walking away. And so by the time we got full control of the horses, or Roger didn't get full control of his horse, he was getting off and it's still jumping around, and he's jerked that camera out of his saddlebag as he was getting off or getting kind of helped get off with the horse jumping. So, and then as quick as Roger started the camera and run across the creek, well, of course, Patty was quite a few feet out in front of it. But then Roger did stumble and went down on his elbows, and then he jumped up and got to a log over there and stabilized himself down on that. And that's when you can start seeing the film footage where it's basically you could tell what it was. Before that, it was just
how far were you away, Bob?
I was probably approximately 45, 50, maybe 60 feet away at that time.
Yeah, that's very close. And, you know, I guess if she wanted to go down to all fours and run off that way, probably the footage would have been a blur.
Well, probably so. Because when Roger was able to get over to that tree, part of it buried in the sand, and stabilize himself with his elbows, and then that's when he started getting the accurate or the film footage that you could see that it was plain enough to know what it was.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for explaining that for me, Bob. And, You're a legend in my mind. I was born in 1967, and I remember watching that film as a kid and thinking, wow, man, the boogeyman lives. And
You know, goodness gracious, when that first movie came out that showed that footage, I'll never forget that. And it's such an honor to talk to you, sir.
Well, Mark, that goes both ways, my friend. I hope I explained to you so that you understood exactly kind of what I was trying to say. Sometimes I don't have a real good way of explaining things, but, you know, I'm sure glad you asked those questions, Mark. And at least I apologize if I didn't get it all clear to you.
Oh, no apologies. I understood everything, and I really appreciate it. And thank you to Wes and Russell, I guess it is, too. And thank you to all you guys for letting me have the opportunity to talk to you.
Well, thank you for calling in again.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Now, have a great one, you and the family.
Thanks, Mark. And that's, I think we'll wrap it up tonight. Again, if you're in the Kennewick area, we're doing a live show from Kennewick here with Russell Accord and Bob Gimlin. And again, this show is brought to you by the International Bigfoot Conference. Go to the internationalbigfootconference.com. Get your tickets. Come hang out. Again, if you want to watch me beat Bob and Russ and Woody in poker, it's a it's a great opportunity for that. But I appreciate everyone listening tonight. And again, if you've had an encounter, shoot me an email. My email address is wes@sasquatchchronicles.com. Until next time, everyone.
Baby, you should know where that you're going. The lights on.